just told everybody here that Deion Sanders was going to show up with the Colorado Buffaloes. Show everybody that he means business.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
86 new players. 86.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
I don't understand why people think that he's just doing this just for him. He is a coach.
Today's guests, Lions head coach Dan Campbell, Fox Sports college football analyst Bruce Feldman, Jets general manager Joe Douglas, and now it's Rich Eisen.
Yes, can confirm. Can confirm it is me, and so does myself being on TV.
Wow.
Just confirms it. Yourself. It's just, it's a lot of me. I'll be honest.
It's a lot of me. Your name and image is everywhere.
It's a three-hour program. It is the NFL season upon us. The college football season is lit, as the kids might say. And we are so excited that you are here with us for this three-hour program. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Phone lines are already lit. It's football season. People want to play the win-loss game. I don't blame you, because hope is everywhere right now, and everybody feels that their team has a shot. I think it's outstanding that people feel that the team has a shot. And let me just tell you this. Later on in this program, I'm going to play the win-loss game for the New York Jets.
It's about that time. About time.
Yes, yes, yes. And I'm going to do it after Joe Douglas, the general manager of the New York Jets, calls this program in hour number three. So I will be influenced.
So why don't you do it before he calls it?
I will be pulled over for picking under the influence in hour number three. Don't worry, folks.
Wow.
I will take an Uber afterwards. It's fine.
Wow.
Okay? Can you take an Uber?
I can.
Okay.
That's hour three. I have my first power rankings of the season.
Power rankings.
Baby. That's coming up on this program in hour number two. That's coming up. We've got Dan Campbell of the Detroit Lions coming up on this program in just less than 20 minutes' time. Yeah. We also have Bruce Feldman stopping by. He was in TCU, part of the Fox coverage of the Deion Palooza. Sanders Palooza.
Sanders Palooza.
I mean, Sanders everywhere.
Even on TCU, they had a Sanders.
Yes.
You get a Sanders.
I know.
He had a couple tons.
So he's on this program. And then there's you. Like I said, 844-204-RICH, number to dial here on the show. How are you over there, Christopher? Can you feel it? Can you feel the NFL season coming? Can you feel it?
I can feel it. I can. I'm in so many pools, I have no idea what's happening.
What do you mean? You're swimming?
Swimming. I'm swimming in You're football swimming. Pools right now.
You're swimming.
I got so many things happening.
What's up, Mikey? How are you, DJ
Rich,
Mikey
I'm
D?
I'm excited for football, except for one thing.
What?
Oh, geez.
And you probably agree with
what?
Getting up at the...
You know what, Mike? Somebody's got to make the donuts this. Are you really complaining?
Complain some more.
Are you really complaining?
I'm not going to lie. Because
if anybody
here, when I don't have to wake up.
Of anybody here that doesn't have to work anymore,
dude,
as much as they work, it's you.
Chris says that to me all the time.
I've known you for dozen years, and you've talked about retiring every single year.
You could be on a boat, but no, you got to set up for that Oakland A's White Sox FS1
I got
nooner.
A big game. I got Oregon this year.
2 days
Who
prior.
You got this
I got
weekend?
Oregon, Texas Tech. That's a big top 15 ranked team.
Is it really?
Yeah. 13.
We'll ask Bruce Feldman if he can confirm
Mike,
that.
Name one player on Oregon.
Just
Joey Harrington.
Bo Nix.
Phoenix.
There you go. Yeah.
Hey.
All right. How are you, TJ? What's going on, TJ Jefferson?
Great, man. Just fell asleep September the 6th, 1999.
What
I
happened?
Threw everything I owned in a minivan.
Is that really what
I left
happened?
Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I drove down Sycamore Street on Mount Washington, and I thought to myself, what are you doing? And 24 years later, man.
24 years ago today.
We're still here.
So thank goodness you made that decision.
To those people in Pittsburgh that said, oh, he'll be back, Diamond Dave. I see you. I'm still here, Daddy.
I wonder what was on SportsCenter 24 years ago today, because I was on that. Whatever that was on September 6th. Isn't there, it's like a site, right, that follows what the day was in SportsCenter? I don't know. That's where I was 24 years ago, but I'm glad that you made that decision.
Isn't September 6th ESPN's anniversary?
Oh, maybe so. Yeah. I was probably not invited to whatever they were celebrating that day, even though I was on the... They're just getting ready for the next 20 years. Hey.
Hey.
What's up with Travis Kelce's knee? That's all I want to know.
Seriously.
What's up with Travis Kelce's knee? Because, look, I don't know what to make of it for two reasons. One, we have no idea what's up with Travis Kelce's knee. Thus, my question. And then, outside of that, it's just any sense that this is the finger in the Kansas City Chiefs dike that pulls out and the water comes out and it's going to break and it's finally all over and the Chiefs kingdom world is going to come tumbling down means you don't believe Patrick Mahomes can make up for it. That whoever comes in is clearly not going to be Travis Kelce, but will be good enough for Mahomes to make chicken salad against the Detroit Lions on Thursday night. Problem is, on top of it, it's Chris Jones holding out. Because that is one big hole in the Chiefs' defense. So how many pieces can you remove? Tyreek Hill removed? Okay, we'll just win it all. And, you know, I'll just set a record for, you know, all-purpose yards, passing, and whatever he did with his legs when he didn't have a high ankle sprain that created a lot of hand-wringing. We had ankle watch for 3 weeks during January. Because we're all over the most important stories here on the Rich Eisen Show every day.
Wait, is he limping? He's not limping.
That's what it was. And then what happened? He curb stomped everybody with that ankle.
Like
he apparently
Rollins.
Couldn't run on, including in the Super Bowl when he ran for half of the field.
He was fine.
With the game on the line.
He was fine.
He was fine.
You know, that's what you have to sit here and think about Travis Kelce as well. Thankfully, there is a source named Kelce, not named Travis, who can give some information.
Donna?
And yeah, that's one. WIP Radio in Philadelphia. Jason Kelce, who's going to the same hall in their home state of Ohio when they're all done as Travis, had this to say about his brother's knee. How about this? We're going to the brother for the source. Like this is new heights all of a sudden. Roll it.
I talked to him yesterday, and I've done the same thing. You know, you just plant or, you know, you do something and your knee hyperextends. Actually, I mean, if I'm being truthful, the last time I did this, I was making a bonfire outside, and I thought I was strong enough to kick a piece of wood in half. And I hyperextended my knee and did the same thing, bone bruise. Yeah, Trav, this was out on the field. He did, I know he's got some swelling going on, but it sounds like as long as they can get that down, you know, he's going to have a chance to go. The ligaments and everything are intact structurally. From what we know right now, his knee's fine. So really it's about getting that swelling down and then seeing how bruise that bone is, because you know if you guys have ever had those, they can be pretty painful, especially if it's in a spot that's rubbing all the time, and that can kind of shut down your muscles and do other things. But I think he's gonna be good to go. I really do.
Good to go,
okay.
GTG.
There you go.
And all I have to say is this: I had the same thing happen to me when I was building a bonfire. So I didn't know I could use that. I could draw upon that experience of my own. Until just now. So, I mean, for anybody who didn't hyperextend their knee while building a bonfire, you cast the first stone.
Yeah.
If you think Travis can't come back from this. Are the Kelces one of one or what? God bless these individuals, all of them, mom, dad, and the brothers.
Is he saying the Kelces have weak knee ligaments?
I don't know. Well, certainly
just is it a genetic trait?
Bottom line is brace up when you're building a bonfire.
Or just don't kick
don't
the wood.
Kick wood.
I mean,
that's true.
Yeah.
To try to break it, that seems safe.
It's not going to work.
That definitely seems like something Kelce would try to do, though, right?
Isn't that in his contract? Yeah. You think Howie Roseman somewhere is listening to the radio going,
he's like,
wait
oh,
a minute,
man.
Somebody pull the Kelce contract.
We add a new clause.
You're not allowed to kick wood. In your own time?
We're going to add that as an addendum to the contract.
Kelce's kicking wood on the next New Heights podcast. Well, look.
Coming this fall.
Let's hope he can brace up and get the swelling. Look, if there's anybody who can get the swelling down, it's this staff. Do you think the people on the medical staff in Kansas City are like, really? Again? We know the players are always in playoff form. I guess we got to be too.
If you watch quarterbacks, you saw what the training staff did with Mahomes' ankle, and
After watching that, I have no doubt that Kelce's going to be ready.
I think he'll be ready to go. But the bottom line is, that is outside of Mahomes. I mean, Chris Jones has already removed himself from the situation. And unless between now and kickoff, I mean, could he sign on the dotted line and get out there and give some snaps? I think he can, but maybe as of truly right now, the whole question of will Chris Jones play in the opener? The answer is no. Will Kelce play in the opener? The answer is shrug emoji. And if without those two guys, is it possible that the Chiefs are beatable?
Higher register? I don't know. Vegas thinks so. The line was 6.5. And then the news came out of Kelce. It's 4.5. So it moved 2 points.
Well, last
news
night
at Kelce's.
On the NFL game day season preview, when we were asked to choose this game, I chose the Lions with the caveat if Kelce doesn't play. Because I'm assuming Chris Jones doesn't play. And Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery, fresh off of the Bears running back depth chart, now in Detroit. They're going to run straight through the non-Chris Jones spots. Now, they can still hunt. The question is, can they stop the run on the way to hunting towards Jared Goff? We're going to find out, because if there's somebody who's going to pad up, bow up, it's Dan Campbell in the Lions. Oh, my goodness. Talk about storylines you did not see coming. Travis Kelce, I mean, this was a practice 2 days before a game. You're not doing anything strenuous.
It literally popped yesterday. Well, the story, his knee.
Question.
In the middle, near the end of the show yesterday, it was just Andy Reid said Travis Kelce hyperextended his knee. Wait, what?
Yeah, I know. But the bro with the information says they're good to go.
What do you guys think? It's a long season. It's just week one. Do you just sit him out precautionary? You got a long season ahead of you.
Hell no.
Season, non-divisional, non-conference game. Kelce's 34 years old. Remember, by 34, Gronk had already retired twice. So Kelce hasn't missed a game in 10 years because of injury.
Right.
He's been as durable as any player in the NFL.
Right.
What's the rush to bring him back?
You know what Kelce's only done once before? Open a season in a banner in the stadium.
There's no reason to not be there. You don't have to play in the game.
You want to tell him? You tell him. You tell him that.
Long season, man.
You tell him
long
that.
Long season.
No chance. No chance. He's going. If I had to sit here without knowing, haven't seen the film.
Haven't looked at the MRI.
Having heard that it's similar to kicking wood when you're building a bonfire.
Genetic kneecap deficiencies.
I'm just saying, if that swelling is anywhere remotely close to fine, brace up, put something on it. What's the words for it? Dr. Needle. Visit Dr. Needle and go. He's going to do it. Oh, my goodness. But could you imagine? And by the way, one last thing. And I know this is completely off the rails to say this, but I will. This is why in my fantasy league with my guys here in Los Angeles, we don't draft until the game is on the air on Thursday night to kick off the season.
Yeah, that's wild.
Period. End of story. We do not want anything. Now, obviously, if something happens Friday, 2 days before a Sunday game, just like 2 days before this game, now we're on your own. You know, the whole business. Could you imagine somebody drafted Jonathan Taylor 4 weeks ago? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, that's the sort of thing.
4 weeks ago is a lot.
Or 2 weeks ago. Or last week. Last week. You have a draft the day that Jonathan Taylor gets put on the PUP list. No thanks.
Well, we had people come on and buyer beware.
We do it on game night.
Tonight's our 23rd year of my draft, and we've gotten to the point now where
the year after you arrived in Los Angeles.
The Wednesday before the first Thursday game, that's when we do the draft for the same reason that you just mentioned. You don't want any of these injuries that you drafted 2 weeks prior, so we wait till the...
I think Kelce's going to be fine. The fact that the ligaments are intact and there's inflammation right now, I think he'll be fine. I think his status is in doubt. You're going to turn on NBC tomorrow night, and you're going to see him out there in his uniform warming up, and he's going to go. By the way, before that, you could turn on NBC tonight at 9 Eastern time. You'll see me.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Doing what?
Oh. Yeah. There's a whole big NFL kickoff celebration on NBC tonight that I'm hosting from NFL Network.
Hey.
Yes.
You do so much TV, we can't even keep track of all the things.
Yeah. And the lead-in is America's Got Talent.
Hey.
Yeah. Okay. So Simon Cowell is the second best lead-in for me today. The best lead-in for me today is myself on the Roku channel.
And the three of us.
No. You're not the lead-in. You're not the lead-in, Mike. You're with us. The lead-in. The lead-in. Actually, we're all the lead-in. That's true.
When you're here. Tomorrow, not here.
What's the name of the show?
I'm here tomorrow.
Oh, that's great. Then you're allowed to say that.
Yeah.
But anyway, in advance.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Yeah, thank you. With Mike Del Tufo. And you at 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Okay, Dan Campbell is going to join us next. I chatted with him over the Labor Day weekend. So this is way before Travis Kelce was doubtful for the game. But it's a great conversation. And I do ask the head coach of the Detroit Lions if he, in fact, did petition the National Football League to see if it would be allowable to have a live lion on the sideline for mascot inspiration in Detroit. His answer is terrific. Or it's one that will, I think, surprise you. Dan Campbell is next. Bruce Feldman of Fox Sports and the Athletic in studio. Joe Douglas, the GM of the Jets, and you on this Wednesday. Let's talk about AG1, people. A new partner of the Rich Eisen Show. A daily foundational nutritional supplement that helps support whole body health. And if you're like me, then it's so hard to keep up with a supplement routine throughout your busy day when it comes with a bunch of products on top of it. So when you drink AG1, you notice an overall feeling of health. It can help support your mental clarity, improve digestion, focus. Drink it in the morning. Drink it in the afternoon, before working out in the morning, before making your coffee, starting your day. Makes you feel unstoppable, ready to take on the day and anything that comes your way. If you want help taking ownership of your health, and of course you do, try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D and five free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase. Go to drinkag1.com/Eisen. That's drinkag1.com/Eisen. Take ownership of your health right now. Check it out. drinkag1.com/Eisen. Hey, it's Rich Eisen. You want an exciting and fast-paced podcast based on one of the most popular segments in the history of the Rich Eisen Show? Well, you got it. Overreaction Monday, hosted by me, Rich Eisen, and my compadre, Chris Brockman. And every Monday, we're going to dive into the headlines from pro and college football and overreact. Are you ready, Chris Brockman? Yay or nay?
Yes, Rich. No holding back, buddy. I'm coming for you.
Absolutely what you need to hear. Overreaction Monday, every single Wait For It Monday, wherever you listen. Back here on the program. So, yeah, I was on last night, two-hour show. Mooch and Kurt.
Did I see Mooch dressed up as a lion?
Yes, as the lion. Yeah. You did.
Poor Mooch.
We also popped balloons of teams that are going to be out of the playoffs.
Who got popped?
Suck helium and announce why they're out and who's going to be in.
Interesting.
I popped the balloon of the
Jets.
No, the Bucks, and put in the Falcons.
Yeah,
I'm kidding.
Mooch popped the Dolphins and put in the Jets. Kurt popped the Vikings balloon and forgot. I forgot who he put in. I think he put in the Lions.
Ooh, I like
him. I forget. I think Cynthia popped the Cowboys balloon.
Uh-oh. See ya.
TJ, I'm with you, man. The Cowboys are going
to
be good this
Let
year.
Let me explain to Cynthia. I've got a model, and it says Cowboys are not going to not make the playoffs.
Settle down just a little bit.
Thanks, Jerry.
Yeah, the Cowboys are making the playoffs.
Cowboys are making the playoffs.
100%.
Hey, if the Cowboys don't make the playoffs this year, it might be time for me to exit stage
happening.
Left.
The Cowboys are making the playoffs, winning a playoff game, and Trey Lance is not playing.
I like your style there, Rich.
That's
Dak MVP 18-1. TJ.
I'm still saying Trey Lance might see the field. There might be a little goal line package for him. Mix
Why?
It up.
That's so dumb. I hate when teams take their franchise quarterback off the field.
But Dak is the guy who can do it, though. It's Dak's style of play is to run it in himself. You don't need to do that.
I think Drew Brees was cool coming off the field for Taysom Hill. Zero chance.
zero chance.
Yeah, but Taysom Hill point was much
zero.
More
point
than
0.0.
Drew Brees,
though.
0.0.
If you wanted a QB
right, exactly.
sneak.
0.0.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. I will be at the microphone for Westwood One's coverage of the kickoff of the NFL 2023 season on Thursday night, Chiefs versus Lions. We had Andy Reid on the program yesterday. We're fair and balanced. I had a chat with Dan Campbell prior to the Travis Kelce injury over the weekend, and here's our conversation with the Lions HC. Joining me now is the head coach of the Detroit Lions in advance of a huge Thursday night kickoff in Kansas City, Dan Campbell. How are you, coach?
I'm doing well, Rich. Thanks for having me on.
What's going through your head right now? What's going on?
Honestly, like any other week, trying to make sure that everything is set up the way it should be set up, you know, that the practice is the way that we want them, the game plan looks right. I think it's no different than any other week. Like, how do we play this game? Offense, defense, special teams. So really, just like any other week, honestly, it's just the first one.
And have you at all addressed the significance potentially of this game, about a tone setter, about the season setter for your team that has some expectations outside the building?
No, honestly, I have not done that. I very much treated this as, you know, this is the first one. And that's why it's the most important game of the season right now, because this is the first one out of the gate. Look, they all know that we're playing the champs. And so that in itself brings something unique to it. But as far as, man, the way we talk, the way we prepare, nothing's going to be different. I mean, we understand, you know, we have to put together a good game plan here. We got to play the game a certain way. We got to play clean. We got to take care of the football. We got to find a way to get takeaways. And that's honestly the message to the team.
Have you I guess let me ask you the point blank, straight up. What excites you about this team, coach?
Man, there's a number of things that excites me. I feel like every year we have added, we've added a new group of guys on top of the ones that have been here that are very much, they're wired the way that we want them wired, man. They're our type of guys. They believe in what we believe in. They love the game, the way they play the game, the way they think of the game. They bring a certain type of energy. And so we just continue to add on top of that type of attitude here. And with that, our talent level is getting better, you know? And so when you're able to add guys like, Chauncey Gardner and E-Man and Cam Sutton, we draft Branch. I like this Gibbs, David Montgomery. And that's on top of the guys that have been here. You know, Ragnow, we got Hutch, we got Sewell, we got Sink. So I feel like we continue to add, and our level of talent goes up, but our attitude is continuing to stay consistent and the same on the way that we go about our business. It's all about creating identity, keeping the identity, and really never going away from that, man. Don't ever lose that. That to me is that's the most important thing we have, is our identity. And we have to stay true to that.
How would you describe your identity? How would you?
Yeah, I think just that. I think we're a tough, smart, physical, resilient team. I think this is a team that's built to overcome adversity, you know, and this season and any season in the NFL is very much about that. There's injuries, there's losses, there's wins, there's controversy, there's all of it, man. There's early picks in the draft that aren't producing to whatever standards somebody say they're supposed to be. The head coach is a whatever, he's this, he's that. And then all of a sudden, oh, no, he is pretty good. So there's these ebbs and flows of a season. And if you ride that roller coaster, you're always going to be an up and down team. But if you just stay true to what it is and live in the gray, not the black and white, and take the reality of the situation, not the perception, man, that's when you can really grow and develop as a team. And so I think this team is built that way. I think this is a team when we hit some hard times, we're not going to be pointing fingers. I think we got guys that are going to be part of the solution, not part of the problem. And that to me is, that's how you win games in this league.
Dan Campbell of the Detroit Lions here on the Rich Eisen Show. So listen, out of everybody you just said, if you don't mind, let me tell you what excites me about your team. That kid Jahmyr Gibbs excites me about your team, because I don't know if people quite understand what a matchup nightmare he can be. That said, how do you plan to use him? What can you let us know about your plans for the kid that you drafted when you drafted him?
Yeah, well, I think we're going to get him the football, Rich. I think the key is that we don't give it to him too much to where we break him. But certainly we've got some things in mind on how we want to use him. We think he does have versatility. He's had a really good camp. But I'd also say this, you know, this is his first one. You know, this will be his first real true NFL game, not preseason. And it's on the road. It's at Arrowhead. So we're going to be real mindful of making sure that we get him comfortable, but yet we don't overload him. And look, this is very much part of the process for these guys. And it's what I constantly tell myself, don't lose sight of the fact we do have some young players, and this is part of the growth. This is game one. And really for them, the objective for these young guys, these rookies, is, man, you need to be a lot better by game 17 than you are game one. And there's going to be growth and development that's going to take place. And this is step one of it, is Kansas City.
And then Amon-Ra St. Brown's another. I just love what he's becoming. And you know, I know you referred to yourself moments ago of, you know, maybe a lot of folks are wondering if he can be any good. And yeah, he is that good. I think your star wide receiver, if I can call him that, is that too. If I'm not mistaken from your first draft there in Detroit and what he is becoming, I'm wondering, do you have conversations with him about taking that one mantle and showing it to the world starting Thursday? Coach?
Yeah, Saint is very much a, you know, he's a core piece of our foundation, and he has the same aspirations we do, and he knows. Look, I think we talk all the time about, man, let's create a legacy here, and he's one of those guys that we talk about, and he very much wants that. He wants to be a part of something special, as really all these guys do, and we have an opportunity to do that here, different than a lot of teams, honestly, because it hadn't been done here. And so that excites everybody. But look, St. Brown is, there's not a coach in this world that wouldn't die to have St. Brown on their team. I mean, this guy's everything that you're looking for. He's a pro's pro, the way he works, the way he prepares, you know, all these things that maybe people said his talent level wasn't. He makes up for all of it in his play speed and preparation and his competitiveness. And man, when you have that in this game, you're going to succeed. And so, listen, I'm glad he's ours.
And also exciting, having spent time in the state of Michigan myself, having gone to school in Ann Arbor, Coach, I just know the fans there. And I know the fans. When I was in school, again, it's not like nothing has happened since I was in school there in the late 80s, but I went to a game in the Silver Dome and was told, choose any seat, take any seat you want. And it's been a long time since fans have entered a season with the amount of hope that they currently have. What do you say to that fan base right now, Coach?
Yeah, look, I it's kind of like what I said when I first got here. I want us to be a team that they can be proud of, something that they can really hold their head up high and that they can take hold of and say, man, that's my team. And I'm proud of my team. And I'm proud of the way they play. And I'm proud of the way they compete. And And I think this season's no different. You know, I know there's expectations. We're not going to run away from those. We're not going to hide from those because we hold ourselves to high standards here. But I want, you know, I very much want this for the fan base too, because I know it's been a long time here. It's been decades and decades. And so, man, I want them to be proud. I want them to take hold of us and enjoy this, man. I don't want to let them down.
And in the few minutes I have left with you here, I just want to talk about the opposition briefly in advance of this Thursday night and the Chiefs. He's plays the position you played. What do you think of when you see Kelce, Travis Kelce, on film?
Yeah, he's Rich. I mean, I think it's all been said. I'm not going to say anything different than anybody else has said. He's a rare talent, and you know, his ability to is twofold. Number one, I knew this from the time that he was coming out of Cincinnati in college. I remember doing, we had him in that interview room at the combine, and I was like, man, this kid he's got it. He's a football guy. He understands it. He knows it. He's a high level thinker, and he can solve problems on the field. And that was before he even entered the league. So what you see now is just, man, he's taken that to another level. He's grown. He's always been an aware, instinctive player, highly competitive, tough. And then, man, you put that with Mahomes and those two on the same page, it's organized backyard ball. So, hey, I could be one in the progression. He's going to find a way to win. He just does. He's crafty, savvy, and he's physical enough to beat any type of defender. And then all of a sudden a play breaks down. These two are on the same page and it becomes literally organized backyard ball. And so the minute he gets and breaks space, wherever he's at, the ball is in the air, and that's tough to defend. So I think a lot of this player, I got a lot of respect for him. He's done it for a long time. And he's as his career has progressed and you get a little bit older, you know, as maybe some of the things athletically begin to decline just a little bit, man, the mental awareness, the little nuances of the game have to sharpen. And that's what he's done with his game. And that's why he's still playing at a very high level. As his game is not dipped at all. And that's the sign of a true professional.
And of course, you know, when they're on a roll, they're tough to beat. But your quarterback did that on a 54-51 Monday night when he was with the Rams a few years ago. And I just want to give you the floor on Jared Goff, because in this sport, you know it, without the quarterback, without somebody who might have that experience at a Super Bowl and the experience about knowing how to get there, you've got that. So I'd love to give you the floor on Goff and how you think he's ready for this challenge.
Goff, there again, I'm glad that he's running the ship here, you know, that he's the captain of this ship on offense. He's had a heck of a camp. And what I love about Goff is, man, and I never lose sight, we're out here practice yesterday, and we're going through, you know, basically our in-season Wednesday, if you will, first, second down, getting ready for the Chiefs. I'm watching him go through the checks. He's on it. He understands what the look is. I know what I need to get to. And then watching him throw the football, I mean, it was good. It was just good to see. And it's a reminder of this guy will sit in the pocket. He finds the throw. He's an accurate passer, and he's not scared of anything. And I appreciate that about him. And so all this guy has got to do is just play good, consistent football, take care of the football, which he is more than capable of. He did that for us last year. And then, man, everybody around him's got to do their job. And we do that, we're going to be just fine, like we did last year towards the end of the year.
All right, Coach, last one for you. I've been wanting to ask this question of you for weeks since I heard about it. Is it true you asked the NFL to get a live lion on the sideline for you? Is that true?
Well, actually, that was a joke. But
oh.
But
so it's, you know, it's not true. You never did that.
I never called. That was actually just a joke.
Okay. All right.
But I'm pretty sure they wouldn't allow it.
You're sure?
You know, but I guess until I call, I won't know for sure. So maybe I should.
So it is an idea, though, is what you're saying. There is some stock in it. There is some.
I think I better just stop there, Rich.
Coach, appreciate the time. Have a great one.
Go okay.
Enjoy it. Take care. Thanks very much. And we'll chat during the season.
Sounds good. Thank you, Rich.
You bet. That's Dan Campbell. Thank you, head coach of the Detroit Lions, before the big, huge Thursday night opener in Kansas City.
Level of disappointment that he never called the league to find out about a live line on the sideline.
High.
Very high.
8.5.
Well, you heard me scream when he said it. Yeah. I was very upset.
Very high.
He didn't call.
He could have called Siegfried, Roy, Carol Baskin, Joe Exotic. He could have called any of those people.
Well, those are Tigers.
Oh, that's true. Never mind.
MGM. But at least we got some great content out of it.
We did. Yeah. We did. Great content. That's such a bummer.
Like 2 days we got it. He never did. It's too bad. I would want a recording of that call sort of like behind the scenes.
Yes, like the draft.
In.
Yeah, like exactly.
Like the Pick is in documentary here on the Roku channel.
Hey, Roger, this is Dan Campbell. Can I have a lion on the sideline? Excuse me, what?
And a live
Like a live, lion. Real lion with a big mane and everything. Cool? Okay, cool.
No, actually, let's play this out. Go ahead.
You want to be Roger Goodell?
I'm Roger Goodell. Okay. Because I do have some experience in getting to know the man and having conversations with him.
True.
So, and you're Dan Campbell.
I'm Dan Campbell.
I'm Roger Goodell. Ready? This is how I think the conversation would have gone had it happened. Go.
Hey, Roger, it's Dan Campbell. Can I have a lion on the sideline?
First of all, do you have something in your throat?
This is how I talk.
Okay. You asked me what?
Can I have a real lion on the sideline for games? You know, like Denver, they have like the Bronco running around.
Uh-huh.
I've seen, Colorado has a buffalo, and there's a steer in Texas. I want a lion on the sideline.
So, two things. New phone, who dis?
It's Dan Campbell.
Oh, okay. And secondly, absolutely not. Are you out of your mind?
What do you mean?
I'm seen, ladies and gentlemen.
All right.
Let's give ourselves a round of applause.
I thought we were going to go a little further, but.
Jeff in Detroit. Jeff in Detroit wants to play the win-loss game for the Detroit Lions. This has been done before by only one individual, the man who plays Magic Johnson on Winning Time. Quincy Isaiah was in studio for that. Jeff in Detroit, sir, how are you?
Oh, listen, I kid you not. I just happened to be driving.
Yes.
I said, let me call into the show. Did not know Dan Campbell was going to be on.
Okay.
That was a pleasant treat. Listen here. That guy is the mayor. He's the man around here. And you know what? Real quick, and I know you know where Sweetwater Wings and how good they are. Jared Goff was in Sweetwater Tavern getting wings, and kicking it with the fans, man.
Okay.
Downtown Detroit.
Just
and
like
that's when I knew. He is a D guy. He's
okay.
A D boy.
Okay, no, here we go.
Most definitely.
Jeff in Detroit, the music is on. You were just inspired by listening to your coach. It's now time for the win-loss game of the Detroit Lions. What's going to happen tomorrow night, Jeff?
Well, the Lions have a chance to do something. And I honestly believe that they're going to shock people. I'm going to try to keep it real. Win. I got them for a win tomorrow.
Home Ooh. For the Seahawks.
Win.
Home for the Falcons.
Win.
At the Packers on a Thursday night.
For some reason, I just see that. I don't know why. I think they're going to get tripped up by them, but I believe that'll be a loss.
3-1, home for the Panthers.
Loss.
Ooh. Okay.
Ooh.
At the Buccaneers, 3-2.
Win.
4-2 at the Ravens.
Loss.
4-3, home for the Raiders on a Monday night.
Win.
5-3 off the bye here in Los Angeles against the Chargers.
Loss.
5-4 home for the Bears.
Win.
6-4 home for the Packers on Thanksgiving.
That's a win.
7-4 at the Saints.
That's win.
Oh.
8-4 at the Bears.
That's gonna be a win.
9-4 home for the Broncos.
Oh, loss.
9-5 at the Vikings.
Win.
10-5 at the Cowboys on a Saturday night.
That's going to be That's going to be a win.
11-5, home for the Vikings.
That's going to be, I think that's going to be a win. Honestly.
12-5, Jeff in Detroit.
Jeff got caught up.
Why did I have to go so early in this game? I don't even understand it.
Thank you, Jeff. You be well. Enjoy tomorrow night. That's Jeff in Detroit.
That, Jeff.
12-5.
See you, brother. He got caught in it.
Jeff got caught in it at the
Jeff
end.
Got caught up in
I thought when
street.
He gave him a loss at home to the Panthers.
I was like, whoa, here we go.
Okay.
Going the other way.
Well, all right. That was an O. Henry-like twist at the beginning, not at the end.
Apparently, these ain't these your dad's Lions.
He's got them winning six. He's got them winning seven of their final eight, just like last year.
They're picked.
It's like last year. Happened last year. Let's take a break. Big television sports news to break when we come back here. And I'm not talking about my bold prediction from last night's show. Did you all, any of you see that?
I
did. The NFL Network's season preview?
I was asleep.
Don't miss that. That's next. This is the Rich Eisen Show before Bruce Feldman joins us on the latest in Colorado.
It could be information to change your life forever. Or the Something You Should Know podcast could just be something interesting.
My guest is Kim Zuckman. She is author of the book, There's No Cream in Cream Soda. I don't think I've ever really known the story of why they're called hot dogs.
There is so many legends about the name of the hot dog. When the Germans immigrants came over and they brought all of their sausages, they also brought their dachshunds. It really is because they kind of look like dachshunds.
Something You Should Know, wherever you listen.
Okay, back here on the program. Last we saw Warren Sapp, he was in Colorado with Dion talking to the team, and then at TCU with the team, watching Colorado shock the world, minus
he was
anybody
head
there.
To toe Buffs gear, too.
With the Sanders crew. No one shocked there in Dion's world, right? But at any rate, what is Warren Sapp doing now? You might ask.
Oh, did you? Is this what?
Oh, yeah. This is what it is.
Oh, yeah. This is what I just showed you, TJ. What is he doing? And also, where is he, Mike?
I don't know, but that's something flying. That's a beautiful something. Butterfly of some sort
and
flying.
Then,
and then look out.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Head first.
The
head
East
first.
German judges are going to give that a 2.
I mean, that's like a 1.
Look at that spot. Oh, look at that follow right there.
Too much
that's
splash.
Got a little...
I don't think he's trying for style points, guys.
No. Where is he?
Hashtag Sap not fishing.
Because he was on a plane head-to-toe Buffs gear the other day, so I assume.
There has to be some sort of, I guess, butterfly expert.
Who can tell us what that's native to?
Yes.
Can you just text Sap right now, like, hey, where are you?
Look at this.
That's some height.
Beautiful. Look at see what that creature flying in the foreground?
At first, I thought that was something that fell out of his pocket the first time I saw it. And I was like, that's a butterfly.
That's Mothra. DJ.
Mothra.
And then again, the splashdown.
Big splash.
Well done.
Just ask him where he is.
That looks like
where's
that,
Sap not fishing right
Sap,
now?
Where are you not
that,
fishing right now?
That's like
that's the hashtag.
I literally just showed DJ that in the commercial break.
That's the hashtag he used, by the way. Sap
not fishing. Where are you now?
I think that's Asia somewhere.
Great backflip.
We just showed your.
That's just my guess.
Brett Favre commented on it. He said facebuster.
TV here.
Brett Favre commented on the vote.
The first comment.
Where are you now? We just showed your backflip on TV here.
Wow. Sap living the life, man.
I'll let you know. We update as conditions warren.
Thank you.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, everybody. Hey, I just turned a phrase. Sports TV news. Brian Gumbel just announced that after this season of Real Sports, it's over. Really?
Yeah, it's over. Deadline Hollywood out here had an article about an hour ago or so. Brian Gumbel stepping away after 29 seasons, nearly 30 years.
That is still...
Just said it's time.
He said it's time?
He just said it's time, yeah. That's his quote.
That is... So he's going to do a full 30? Is that what it is?
No, he's going to finish this season.
Okay.
I don't know if it's currently filming or if it started airing yet. I'm proud of the imprint we've made, and I'm ready to turn the page. Although goodbyes are never easy, I've decided now's the time to move on.
You know, I mean, Susie's done a lot in her career. Been places and done a lot of things.
300 episodes.
I would say, and again, next time she sits here, you can ask her. I would just bet her time producing Real Sports pieces and stories is number one on her list of things that she did, even though she wasn't on air for it.
I mean, that's one of the peak jobs in our business.
The story she told about going to Europe with Frank DeFord to do a piece on Juan Antonio Samaranch and the IOC. And I mean, because Real Sports was the 60 minutes of sports and has been. And I know, you know, obviously ESPN followed up with E60 and we have NFL 360 on the NFL network. But I mean, Real Sports is the gold standard. But of course, Max is just not going to find somebody to do it. Not going to spend the money on it. Is that what it is?
No
just
idea.
Like everything else in this world?
It seems like Armakatayan would be kind of a logical. I mean,
there's a lot of stories to be told there. Still, and I hope they could keep it going. Unless Brian's just like, they're like, we'll end it with you.
That's what I'm saying, though. The stories, they're never ending. And like,
yeah, there's still,
they can't
still
just things. End this show. I'm sorry.
I know. Like there is.
John Frankel, Mary Carrillo, like the list of correspondents on that
like,
show.
Me, Del Tufo, and Brockman. We'll step in for Brian Couple. We'll host it.
I mean, I can take fake glasses off. It's and not write, fake. Write in a notepad.
They're real.
I mean, I can do that.
They're real. The notepad's real, too.
I got notepads.
They should,
and
in the last show, just flip around his notepad, and he's just been drawing a middle finger the entire time for 30
for
years.
He's like playing Sudoku.
I'm telling you, man, I'll tell this story about Brian Gumbel. He called, as you know, the first NFL network, two seasons of Thursday Night Football. It was him and Collinsworth.
Well, he was on the game for the Brady perfection, right?
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
He did. He
in
made
07.
That. He was on the call.
Yeah. Yep.
Right. And traveling the country with him was a treat, beyond a treat. And we used to do two games, one on a Thursday, one on a Saturday. And the flight from Thursday to Saturday was frequently a rough one because we're boarding the charter at 1:30 in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
It's the whole crew. So it's the it was like a 737 filled with all of us. And one I'll never forget, he brought on this red duffel bag one night with his notes. And he turned on his light to look at the notes for the next game. And I was trying to get some shut eye, but the light was on. I'm like wondering what's Brian up to, and he's doing his notes, and he looks at me. He goes, "You want something to drink?" And I'm like, "You know what? The flight attendant's going to come by." He unzips his red duffel bag and pulls out a fifth of vodka.
Like, let's go, baby.
And I'm like, "Sure." Like if Brian Gumbel is offering me a drink from his own fifth of vodka that he brought. You know, and he just took a little sip and, you know, capped it up and then did his work. You know, having a little pop after calling a game. And I totally just, I'm like, this is one of the greatest moments of my off-air, on-air career. And Susie tells stories about his greatness and warmth as well. I mean,
we were there at the Emmys this year. He was honored a Lifetime Award. It was awesome.
It was one of those like, wait a minute, he hasn't gotten one of those?
Yeah, it's not
like,
what? Yeah. I mean, so, legend.
Because, you know, when Musburger was doing the NFL Today, he was doing a pregame show on NBC as well. Yeah. Before the Today Show, everyone knows what Brian's done. So, wow. I hope somehow, some way, Max can just kick over a rock and find the money to keep that going.
Right.
Unless Brian's like, I don't want it done anymore. I can't imagine that's the case. There's stories to be told.
Yeah.
So.
Absolutely.
There's word on all that.
Well, Rich, you know, you've got many jobs. I mean, what's one more, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
So, Colorado, guys. Colorado, as we know, was on Big Noon Fox last week. They're going to be on it again.
The home opener.
And I don't know. I mean, even Joel Klatt, who calls these games, will tell you, hasn't been a lot of clamoring. Like, what's Colorado up to? Maybe we can get Colorado in front of the largest audience we have here at Fox. Can we do that? Well, there's a reason why, and we all know it's Dion. And I'm all in on him, as you know. I believe anybody who doesn't and thinks that, again, Dion's doing it just for style and sizzle and is just going to rely on talent. And you're sadly mistaken. And they're not resting on any laurels just because Dion's talking about a Heisman's for Travis Hunter and his son. You know, so many coaches will say, well, we're not going to fill our kids' heads with that sort of stuff. He talked about a Heisman for Travis Hunter not being chilled at the crib at present at halftime of the first game because Hunter missed on two pass plays. Long story short, he's just going to keep amassing. And the reason why is because Prime is Prime. And one of the aspects that Dion will tell a kid is I will treat you like one of my own, because look how I treat my own and look how my own flourishes here. You see, Shedeur Sanders put up this piece of information I saw on Twitter today from a site called NFL Rookie Watch, saying that since Shedeur Sanders popped up 510 yards on TCU, he's gained $2.5 million in NIL money. He's now making $3.8 million, which is $2 million more than Dak's base salary this year. $3 million more than Burrow's base salary. And again, base salary, you know, is just accounting.
Fugazi, yeah.
But it's still jarring to see. And yeah, you know, obviously being Dion's son, balling out helps. But bottom line is Dion can go to a bunch of kids and say, your name here. Your name here. Come to Colorado. Your name here. And again, we saw that young man from TCU talking to Dion after the game, and Dion doing what many coaches do is go up to the opposition and say, great game or whatever. Mm-hmm. If I'm an opposing coach, there is one coach you are not allowed to talk to when we play him. I'm serious.
You giving them the Matumbo after the game, Rich?
You may not.
Right to the locker
room. If you want to have a conversation with Dion, you know, just watch his YouTube video when he was high-stepping as a Falcon. Watch his YouTube video when he was batting 533 in the World Series for the Braves. Watch his SNL YouTube video. There's a lot of YouTube videos for you to connect with Dion. You are not allowed to talk to him.
A lot of prime out there.
I talk about all of this stuff in hour number two with Bruce Feldman in studio from Fox Sports and The Athletic. And then my power rankings, first of the season, coming up.
Got another NIL deal, Rich, for Shedeur. It just hit me. A cologne. Shedeur by Dior. Dior?
I like it.
Shedeur. Okay.
Shedeur? He's with the Brady brand. Tom Brady had signed Shedeur to his label before the season started.
I'm telling you, it's enough. Obviously, the Sanders name matters. But this is what this world is now about. The next coach who openly talks about, you come here, you will win Heismans, and I will talk you up for it. And I'm not going to sit here and go, well, I'm filling my kid's head. I'm not going to fill my kid's head, you know, with that sort of stuff.
The same site, Rich, NFL Rookie Watch, reporting Travis Hunter is now up to 1.8 this year in NIL money, up 400K from the game on Saturday. $1 million more than Sauce Gardner and Patrick Surtain's base salaries.
And it's going to go up. It's going to go up. Like I said, if Nebraska shows up struggling on offense and turning the ball over like they did in Minnesota, and they show up with that team in Colorado, they're going to turn back the clock on Nebraska to the Homestead Act. That's how far back it goes. Honestly.
Brockman, I text you half an hour into that game, Travis Hunter for the Heisman.
I was like, whoa.
You could say it's an overreaction.
It's fun. It's one game. It's nice to have fun. It's been a fun week.
And then it's Colorado State after that, right?
Yeah, so they could be 3-0.
So get ready. Get ready for that hype train.
In the top 15 before they play Oregon. Like, game.
You know who's ready for that hype train?
Oh, Deion.
Colorado. Deion Sanders. Yeah.
Hey guys, it's Susie Schuster, and I am so excited for my new podcast coming out this fall. It is called What the Football with Susie Schuster and the Princess of Darkness, Amy Trask. If you're looking for a new podcast to listen to about jargon, heavy-legged waistbenders, this is not for you. We're going to have big girl conversations, and we are going super deep to bring you weekly guests that you won't find anywhere else. It is What the Football with Susie Schuster and Amy Trask, wherever you listen.